And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I'm sure it felt good to get a win and get it at home this past Friday.
Yep, it was good. Kids played pretty well. Great effort. Execution-wise, we did pretty good for what O'Neill was trying to do. So offensively, I felt pretty good. And defensively, I thought our kids played really well and really followed the game plan.
Carly, couldn't help that we saw some new faces kind of get into the mix this past Friday. Was that kind of the plan? And certainly watching from afar, it looked like some of those younger kids really held up well for you.
Yep. Yeah, we were, offensively, we wanted to get more carries and because we felt like that's what they were going to give us for what they were running. I got the ball to Reynolds a little more and to Neely and those guys, and they did well. So, and then we had a freshman in there, Cash Watson, got in there, and power turn and did a good job. So all of them are just continuing to improve and working towards getting better.
You talked about defense a moment ago. You pitch a shutout against O'Neill. You start looking at some of the numbers, Carly. Your defense has really played well through four games. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think our defense has done really well. Played good enough to win ball games, I feel like. Also, you know, we've really controlled the ball offensively, so that helps. And if they can get out the field early, which they've done, they've had quite a few three and outs and made them punt. And then offensively, we're able to control the ball for a long time and limit their touches, so which is good. But if our defense can keep doing that, we're going to stay in a lot of games.
I know we've talked about this in the past, but reading and reacting when you're out on the field, I know, is extremely important. And I know you've told us in the past you want your kids to be able to recognize things and then come to the sideline and tell you what they see. Have you feel that they have improved in that and have been grasping that through even better through four games now?
Yep. Yeah, they're communicating really well. They'll run over and say, they're in this front, and this is how they're shaded up, and this is what they're doing. So they're doing a good job. I think our offensive line is really starting to pick things up and get their eyes up and recognize what's coming. And it's just important for the type of offense we run, running the ball, that teams are really going to stack the box. So we just got to recognize up front what's coming or what possibly is coming and be ready for it.
When we talk about reading and reacting, obviously the quarterback has a big responsibility in reading and reacting when it comes to running the option. Eli pulled the ball a couple of times and made some big runs for you in the option game this past Friday. Do you feel like he just continues to develop at doing that, Carly?
Yep, he's doing a good job. You know, early on, our first couple games, he missed a few, but he's really starting to see it. And then if he does miss it in a game, he looks over at us and he'll tell us, I missed it. You know, so he's really starting to see it better. You know, we don't call any of the keeps that he does. We do true reads on everything. So I think it's just great that he's learning and getting better. It's just going to help his game and make him a better quarterback as he just continues to learn. But he's just getting better each week.
Something that maybe we don't talk much about, but I know when you're in close games, these point after attempts become big. And the point after, I think Eli was 4 for 4 in kicking it this past week. That's become a reliable option for you this year. And that's big, right? I mean, being able to convert on the point after attempts.
Yeah, it's really big. I mean, the last 2 years we really struggled to find somebody that can kick. And he's really fit in nicely and he's gained confidence and he's really works at it, and it's important to him that he does well at it. So that's big for us, really, so that it doesn't put us in a hole or behind. And we'd feel confident kicking a field goal if we had to with him. I mean, he's pretty confident in his ability, and it's something we practice every week. So it's really big. It's really changed our game quite a bit.
Starting district play now. You play Cozahn on Friday. It's the first district game of the year. Do you bring that up, Carly? Do you talk about, hey, we start the district season now, or is it still just pretty much just a game-by-game approach? How do you handle that?
We talked about it right away. It was our first district game, and our district matters. You win your district, you get into the playoffs. So it's something we talk about. We just tell them the importance of it and what it means. But, you know, we still try to focus on one play at a time and do that one game at a time. So I think they need to know that. If they don't, you know, they don't know what they're working for or shooting for. So you got to give them a goal out there, and that's one of our goals, is to get a start our district play and get a win.
You start district play against Cozad on the road. They, like you, are 2-2 overall coming in. As you prepare for them, what do you see from them? What do you expect, and what will be the keys on Friday?
They got a big offensive and defensive front. I think they go 255, 260 up front. They're pretty tough there. They really mix it up, run and pass. They're like 60-40. So they're going to really keep you on your toes. So we really got to we feel is really important is we got to shut down their run and really force them to pass the ball all the time. And then if we do that, we've got to get a little pressure on the quarterback. Offensively, you know, I say it all the time, but it really comes down to up front and recognizing what they're doing, or if they're blitzing or if they're slanting. And if we can do that, you know, recognize the front and get our calls made, and we'll find some success running the ball.
Well, as always, Carly, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us in our pregame show.